You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in their languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to Asai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. Well, till now you heard the segment Morning Glory hosted by Sister Karuna. And now I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action. And this segment will go till 12:30. In this segment, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Well, dear listeners, today is 1st of August and the time right now in our studio is 11:20. Well, the weather here at Ashram is quite cool and pleasant with the occasional drizzles and lot of breeze. The climate is quite refreshing. Well, 29th of last month was the Guru Purnima festival. And for this occasion, thousands of devotees had come to Prashanthi Nilayam to celebrate this festival. There was a group from Middle East and Gulf region, then there was a group from UK and so on. So for the past 10 days or so, almost every day there were cultural programs in the Sai Kulwant Hall put up by Bhagwan's devotees. Even today at 5 p.m. there will be a program in the Sai Kulwant Hall by the devotees from UK. Well, all these programs were webcast live in our website, radiosai.org. So you can watch them live from this website. Well, dear listeners, coming back to the segment Service Love in Action, as always, today also I am joined by Brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the files from the audio console. And apart from him today, I have a special guest here in the studio. He is Mr. Shyam Sundar, a very long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba and the current state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the North Indian state of Himachal Pradesh. In fact, last month from 15th to 31st, Seva Dal contingent who had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva were from the state of Himachal Pradesh. So today I requested Shyam Sundar sir to come here to our studio. So he has come here. And he'll be talking to us about the various service activities that the devotees of Bhagwan in the state of Himachal Pradesh are undertaking. Well, dear listeners, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener of Radio Sai, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So, before we get on to the conversation with Shyam Sundar sir, let's listen to a small excerpt of Bhagwan's divine discourse. And in this divine discourse, In this small excerpt of Swami's discourse, Swami gives the various guidelines to Seva Dal, state president, district president, conveners of the Sai organization. So let's listen to this small excerpt. It's about 10 minutes long and it's from Swami's divine discourse which he delivered on the year 1978.
Manavani yokka vuhalu, manavani yokka matalu, అనగా వేషములు ఇవన్నీ కూడా నువ్వు తన యొక్క నిజ స్వభావాన్ని నిరూపిస్తూ వస్తుంటాయి.
మ్యాన్స్ థాట్స్, మ్యాన్స్ వర్డ్స్, మ్యాన్స్ అపియరెన్స్, దే ఆల్ బిట్రే హిస్ ట్రూ ఇన్నర్ ఫీలింగ్స్.
కనుక మానవుని యొక్క తలంపులు చాలా పవిత్రమైనట్టుగా ఉంటుండాలి.
మ్యాన్స్ థాట్స్ షుడ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ బి వెరీ సీక్రెట్.
ఈ సభ్యుల యొక్క చూపులు చాలా పవిత్రమైనట్టుగా ఉంటుండాలి.
The vision the way the members of these organizations look at things should also be sacred.
ఈ సేవాదళముల యొక్క వారి పలుకులు చాలా పవిత్రమైనవిగా ఉండాలి.
The words of the members of the సేవాదళ should also be very sacred.
వారు వేసేటువంటి యొక్క డ్రెస్ కూడాను చాలా పరిశుద్ధమైనట్టుగాను గౌరవమైనట్టుగాను ఉండాలి.
The clothes they wear, the appearance they present should also be very sacred.
పరులను అనుసరించేటువంటి యొక్క అనుకరణలో మాత్రం సేవాదళం వారు ఏమాత్రం కూడాను ప్రవేశించకూడదు.
The members of the Sevadal should no extent and under no circumstances should imitate what others are doing.
Sevadalam variki ee vidhamainatundi aadambaram kaani anukarana kaani undakoodadu.
The members of the Sevadal should not
have ee pradhanamainatundi quality.
They should not have any kind of exhibitionism or imitating others.
Evaro oka bell bottom vestunnadu ante taanu oka bell bottom vesukotam. Idi bazaar lambadi oodustu bodutaniki taane oodichagaledu.
If someone is wearing a bell bottom, if the member of the Sevadal also wears a bell bottom, it goes on cleaning and sweeping the bazaar.
Nijanga aadambara rahitamainatundi oka sevakulaga manam tayaru kavali. Aneka mandi sevadalulo vaadu kudanu talalu penchukotamu side burns penchukotamu ee vidhamainatundi vikaram venu veshala lopala veeru sevanu ee reethiga cheyagalaru.
We should really become members of the Sevadal who have not any kind of imitation or exhibitionism. If someone is
going kevalam mamakara ahankaramulu pinchukuneetundi oka margamule tappa idi seva vruttuluku sambandhinchatundi kaavu.
If someone is growing long hair and sideburns, if you also grow long hair and sideburns, it will not be service. It will be only promoting your ego and your appearance.
Kanuka anukarana aneetundi chaala pramadamainatundi.
Imitation is a very dangerous thing.
Imitation is human. Creation is divine.
Imitation is human. Creation is divine.
Kanuka manamu ee vidhamainatundi oka vesha bhashala yendu kaani mana oka choopulu yendu kaani maatalu yendu kaani pavitramainattiviga kudanu manam roopandimpa chesukunnappude ee seva dalamulo lopala taginatundi arhata kaligi untaniki avakasam untadi.
In our appearance, in our words, and in our thought, and in our action, it is only when we can direct them in the proper manner, we will be entitled to become members of the Sevadal.
Nee hrudayanni neevu anusarinchu. Nee bhavanni neevu anusarinchu. Ante kaani parulanni neevu anusarinchatu.
You follow your conscience. You follow your thought.
Andukosame nenu appudappudu cheptunnanu konni sukthulu lopala. Follow the master. Nee master evaru? Nee super consciousness.
That is why sometimes amongst the various sayings I utter, this is one. Serve the master. Who is your master? Your master is your own conscience.
Face the devil.
The next one is face the devil.
Fight to the end.
Fight to the end.
Finish the game.
Finish
the game. Ee nalagintini meeru anusarinchinappude meeru sariyainatundi variga roopandarpa chestuntaru.
It's only when you follow these four injunctions you will shape yourself into being a proper member.
Idi ee vidhamainatundi vratamu ee vidhamainatundi pratigna sevadharmam lopala tappaka gattiga nilchali.
This ideal, this determination should without fail be in the minds of the members.
Adi bhaktiki sariyante lakshanam.
That is the proper character for bhakti, for devotion.
ఈ సమావేశము మన యొక్క భవిష్యత్తుకు చక్కని భద్రమైనటువంటి పునాదిగా మనం విశ్వసించాలి.
We should regard this conference as laying the foundations for our future.
నేటి నుంచి మనలో ఉన్నటువంటి ఏదో తెలుసో తెలియనటువంటి కొన్ని దోషాలను ఈనాటి నుంచి మనము పూర్తి మన హృదయం నుంచి తీసి పారవేయాలి.
The blemishes and the faults that are present in us, knowingly or unknowingly, we should remove them from today.
Itarulu baadha pettakunda itarulu himsinchakunda andari endukudanu na aaradhana daivame unnadi aneetundi okka satyanni gurtinchi meeru vartinchali.
Without harming others, without causing trouble to others, recognizing the truth that my own God is present in everyone, with that concept you should behave.
Kontha mandi state presidents, district presidents, కన్వీనర్స్ ఇలాంటి వాళ్ళు కొంత ఆదర్శాన్ని చక్కగా ఇంకా ముందు ముందుకు అభివృద్ధి చేయించాలి.
సమ్ ఆఫ్ యూ లైక్ ది స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ డిస్ట్రిక్ట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ అండ్ కన్వీనర్స్ షుడ్ టు సమ్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ షో ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అండ్ ప్రమోట్ దేర్ ఐడియల్ ఫర్ ది ఫ్యూచర్.
ఈనాడు మనం నిర్ణయించుకున్నటువంటి నిర్ణయాలంతా కూడా కేవలము ఒక కాగితంలో చేరినంత మాత్రమే ప్రయోజనం లేదు, కర్మాచరణలో దిగాలి.
There is no use. The decisions we have taken today, if they remain on paper, they should really be put into practice and they should be worked.
కొన్ని సర్క్యులర్స్ ఈ ప్రెసిడెంట్ కు స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ పంపుతుంటాము. ఆ స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఆ కొంతమంది ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఉన్నారు. ఆ సర్క్యులర్స్ ఏమిటో అని కూడా చూడకుండా కూడా కింద వారికి పంపటం ఈ విధంగా జరుగుతూ ఉంటుంటాలి. ఇలాంటి ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ వారికి వారు మర్యాదగా తప్పించుకోవడం చాలా మంచిది.
We send some circulars to all the state presidents. There are some state presidents who do not even look at the contents of the circulars. They simply transmit them to the lower levels.
Manchi state president untunte shraddha bhaktulato koodinatundi president untunte aa state yokka abhivruddhi kudanu mari viriviga perugutundi.
It is desirable that such state presidents will simply step out of the office which they are holding. If there are good state presidents, then the work in that state will also go on with considerable amount of attention.
ఈ స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ కూడాను కేవలము కొన్ని విధమైనటువంటి నేను స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ అనే అహంకారం చేత కూడాను వారి యొక్క మానవత్వాన్ని మర్చిపోతున్నారు.
Some of these state presidents, by the ego that they are state presidents, they are forgetting the fact that they are human beings. The human nature also is disappearing.
కింద సంస్థల వారిని వారు కఠినంగా కొంతవరకును శిక్షిస్తున్నారు.
Those who work at a lower level in the organization, they are also being treated in a very harsh
manner. ఎవరికి మీ శిక్షించేటువంటి అధికారం లేదు.
No one has the right to give
any state president కూడాను ఒక వక్కరే తప్ప తాను అధికారి కాదు.
State president is also a worker. He is not in a position of authority.
అంతే కాని తాను చెయ్యి ఇట్టు చెయ్యి అట్టు చెయ్యి అని చెప్పిన మాత్రం అధికారాన్ని చలాయించేటువంటి వాటికి ఏమాత్రం కూడాను ఈ స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ అధికారి కాదు.
Anyone who exercises authority and dictates to others, do like this or do like that, he has no right to be a state president.
Leaders anaka mundu nadichetunte vaaru leaders kaani venaku nunchi push chesetunte vaaru leaders avutara.
Leaders are those who walk ahead in front, but leaders who push from behind cannot be leaders.
Prati karyamuna kudanu స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ స్టేట్ కన్వీనర్స్ ఇంకా డిస్టిక్ట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ కన్వీనర్స్ వీళ్ళందరూ కూడా ముందు నడచాలి. ఈ విధంగా నడిచేటువంటి వారే ఈనాడు మీరు నిర్ణయించుకోవాలి.
ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వర్క్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ సర్వీస్ దట్ ఇస్ అండర్టేకన్ ది స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ అండ్ ది స్టేట్ కన్వీనర్ షుడ్ లీడ్ దెమ్ అండ్ అదర్స్ విల్ ఫాలో. ఓన్లీ సచ్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ విల్లింగ్ టు లీడ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్.
కొన్ని ప్రదేశాల్లో కొన్ని రాష్ట్రాల్లో స్టేట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ డిస్టిక్ట్ ప్రెసిడెంట్స్ చాలా భయభక్తులతో చేసేటువంటి వారు లేకపోలేదు.
It's not as if in some states and in some places the state presidents and district presidents who work very conscientiously are not
alanti var inkanu undangane ee samasthalu inta maatrameena kudanu abhivruddhi gaanchutu vastunnayi.
Because such good people are still present, at least this amount of progress is being shown by these organizations.
Divyatma swarupulara ee samaveshamlo manam ninninchukunnatundi vishayalanu మొట్టమొదట మనలో మనం తర్కించుకొని మనలో మనం విశ్వసించుకొని మనలో మనం కూర్పులు మార్పులు చేసుకుని తద్వారా ఒకరినొకరు అనుసరించడానికి కొంతవరకు అన్యోన్యతతో కలిసి ఉండడానికి తగినటువంటి కృషి చేయాలి.
The decisions that have been taken at this conference, in the first instance, we must discuss them within ourselves and we must develop faith in those decisions within ourselves and then we must try and propagate them for others to follow.
ఇది కేవలం ఒక్క ప్రేమ మార్గమునందు మాత్రమే ఇది సాధ్యమవుతుంది.
This is possible only along the path of love.
కనుక ప్రేమను పెంచుకోండి, ద్వేషమును తించుకోండి.
So promote love and get rid of hate.
మనం ఆనంద ప్రాప్తికై దుఃఖ నివృత్తి అత్యవసరము.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ బ్లిస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ వీ షుడ్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ సారో.
కనుక మనము ద్వేషమును ఏనాడు మనం తుంచుకుంటామో ఆనాడే ప్రేమ కూడాను పెంచుకోవటానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది.
సో ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ కెన్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ హేట్ కెన్ వీ ప్రమోట్ లవ్.
దైవ భీతి పాప భీతి దైవ ప్రీతి ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క మార్గములే ఈ సేవాధర్మ వారికి రెండు చక్రములుగా మనం విశ్వసించుకోవాలి.
లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ సిన్ are the two wheels on which the members of Sevadal should travel.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So till now, dear listeners, you heard a small excerpt of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagavan in the year 1978. And in this clip, as you heard, Swami emphasized on the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, the volunteers of the organization, that is the Sevadals. Swami said that man's thought, words and dress, that is appearance, show his true inner feelings. So the words and appearance and thoughts of Sevadal should be sacred. Swami further said that the first quality of all the Sevadals is that they should not have any kind of exhibitionism. They should not imitate others. Imitation is human and creation is divine. In the clip, Swami further gave the important guidelines to the higher-ups of the Seva organization, that is to the state presidents, district presidents and the conveners. Swami said that they should walk in front and should lead the service activities. Further, all should cultivate love and get rid of hatred. Love of God and fear of sin should be the two wheels on which the members of Sevadal must travel. So this is what Swami said in the Divine Discourse, in the small clip of the Divine Discourse that I played for you just now. So dear listeners, as I said in the beginning, today in our studio I have with me Professor Shyam Sundar, who is the State President of the North Indian State of Himachal Pradesh. And last month, that is from 15th to 31st of the month of July, the Sevadal contingent who had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva were from Himachal Pradesh. So I requested sir to come to our studio and talk to us about the various service activities that the devotees of Himachal Pradesh, devotees of Bhagwan in Himachal Pradesh are undertaking. So sir has come here. So Saram sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio. So we'll start by you telling us, sir, so when you came to Swami first and how was it?
First, I offer my humble pranams at the sacred lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. Brother, I was fortunate to come at his lotus feet at the very young age, that is in the year 1968. Mm. From my childhood, I have a feeling that God had taken birth and I was in search of him. When I went to study in the 1964, study in the Punjab University, Chandigarh, there I also searched for God in different states, but I could not find. So at that very time I concluded that God has come on earth and he is in South India. Mm. But we have not gone beyond Delhi. So I was hesitating in South India, where should I go and search for him?
You didn't know anything about Swami at that time?
At that time. He has come only in human. God has come in human form.
So what made you feel this?
It is from previous birth. Ah. Because when I asked Swami in 1978, it's January 18, the Swami was with you when you were Shri Sai Baba. He replied, "You have been coming to me in every birth."
Swami said this to you.
In every birth. Mm. Not only this, he said me. Then I went to my home place, Amritsar, Jalandhar, when I was serving in Shimla during vacation period. And there my younger sister told me, "Brother, Vibhuti is coming from the photo of Sai Baba in that house." Mm. I went there. Vibhuti was coming. Sandoor was coming. Honey was coming. Being a science student, I thought maybe some effect of the humidity or of temperature. I found there is no humidity, normal temperature. I thought within myself, I was in search of this person. Mm. So I asked the householders, "Where does he live?" They said, "We don't know. Can I get his photos?" "We have no photo." So it took me 6 months to search a photograph of one Baba and also about his destination. When I came to our destination, in those days, there were no trains to Puttaparthi.
So which year was this?
68.
1968.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I came by plane to Bangalore. And from Bangalore, there was only one bus at 2 p.m. at Saras bus. So I reached over Prashanthi Nilayam and stayed there for a few days.
So how was Prashanthi Nilayam at that time?
At that time, there were no even boundary walls. Mm. It was all mounts, up there, stand mounts. And Swami used to go, and we used to see everybody, all the devotees used to sit in the veranda.
Very few devotees were there.
Very few devotees at that time. Swami used to move freely among people.
And there was no Swami used to talk to all.
Everybody.
Give interviews to everyone.
Everybody. Yes. Mm. And when he used to go outside, see the things, there were no other. I was fond of walking behind him. So I used to walk behind him. And nobody used to say, "Oh, don't walk behind him."
How old were you, sir, that time?
I was 24 years old at that time.
So that time you had interaction with Bhagwan.
First, very first day I had interaction with Bhagwan. When he came, opened his door. I bowed like this. And he gave darshan, came to me. I touched his lotus feet. When he went inside, all people gathered me. Okay, you have relationship with him from your previous birth. Because when you opened the door, you were bowing before him. He was only looking at you. So wherever you used to sit, all the people used to sit with me. Because he will come to me. Then there were Bengali boys. He said, sir, you are a professor. Swami will definitely give you an interview. I used to go to Tulsivaram, that side. There was Tulsivaram at that time, where the university, all these things have come. It was all like a desert at that time. So I used to sit there. Okay, Swami has not granted me interview. Will he grant me interview or not? So on Wednesday, when I was to go back to Shimla, I told him, Swami, it was Thursday, I am going back to Shimla, kindly give me interview. He took me inside and granted me an interview. The thing he said to me behind the curtain is, you make distinction between wrong and right. When any wrong thing takes place, you start writing. I used to write poetry at that time. All these things. In October, everything will be all right. So I went there, started Bhajan Mandali and the month of October.
You went back to Shimla and started
Bhajan Mandali. I see here, Nagar Sintra is there. So with my students, I started our few students. Then I used to meet their parents. Those students who used to come from the village, I go to use the villages and start to motivate them, come. They say, we have no money. Well, don't worry about money. I will take your ticket. We will see. This is how I used to motivate.
So what were the initial activities that you started?
Bhajan and Nagar Sangeet. Up to 73, only these two activities were there. Bhajan and Nagar Sangeet. Then, in 72, he came to Delhi. So I went to the...
Swami came to Delhi in the year 1972.
So I thought I should also invite him to Shimla. I didn't know about anything about organization, but I organized a strong foundation. So I started organization at my own level. I made my own rules, this, that, everything my own. I became the organizer secretary. I made a woman, a chairman of the samiti. There cannot be any woman, but I made it her. Because I didn't know whether there are any state or not.
Okay.
I only love with Swami. So I was working on that work.
With it was mission, all your own initiative.
With a missionary spirit. Okay. His glory must go to each and every heart. So then I came with my students. Those who are minister, this Anand Sharma who is a minister, DJ commerce minister, he was also a student of my group. So, Swami was at Whitefield. So I sat down. It was Monday. How Swami is careful. He knows everything beyond hand. He used to come at 7:30, 8 o'clock. On that day, he came at 6:30. So he said, sir, Sahih Baba has come, Sahih Baba has come. So immediately he sat beyond, below the tree. Swami came to me, Swami, I have brought students. How many students? 80. Go inside. There inside he introduced me to Dr. Gokak. Gokak is a similar professor. Because Gokak, Dr. Gokak Saab was also a director of Advanced Institute in Shimla. So he was surprised to see me. Ki Shyam Sundar, I was also there. I did not meet you at that time. So then Swami took us inside interview. He said, our number, my Swami, previously it was 18, now it is 19. Sit down. Lucky number. Then he made his hand like this. Photographs. He gave one photograph to each boy, visiting cards. Two photographs. This is it, you need. Two photographs extra. He said, hey, your number is wrong. Two boys should have been more with you. I said, yes, Swami. One boy's father fell sick. That is why he could not come. He developed blood cancer. I prayed silently to cure his blood cancer. So after that 10 years he was alive. It was cured. He said, no, there is one more boy. He has met an accident. His head is injured.
Okay.
His name is Anand. He mentioned the name of the student also.
Okay.
How can it happen until he is fully absolute God? It happened like that. But he gave me those two photographs. He gave those boys. I went back and gave those boys. After 3 hours into so many examples, I have written it. In the end I said, in English I said, in 2 words in Hindi language, he was also speaking good Hindi. I said, Bhagwan, why don't you come to Shimla? Yes, I can come to Shimla. They go, 14th I'm going to Moga, 16th time you come to Shimla. You go to Delhi and meet Sohanlal. Tell him, write my date in his diary that I'm going to Shimla. Oh, Sohanlal has gone to America. My Swami, I will reach Delhi only on 10th February because now I have to go to Goa, this place, that place, then Bombay, then other places also. Okay, by that time you will come. So Dr. Gokak took me to his house. He told me, this is his phone number, when you reach Delhi, this, and how to arrange makeup for Swami's staying over there. He told me all these things, like a week ago. So I went to Delhi and phoned Dr. Sonalji, Bhadraji Sonalji, a very noble man. Sir, Sai Baba has told me to meet you. When should I come? He asked me, when will you come? Sai, should I come at 12 o'clock? He said, come. I went there at 11:30. He was a very big man. He said, why have you come half an hour earlier? I said, I have no watch with me. That is why I came. What, for what purpose you have come? I said, Sai Baba has told me that he will come to the Shimla. Please write his date. No, he cannot come to Shimla. He is very busy. How can he come to Shimla? I said, tears started coming from my eyes. I said, Swami has told me to meet you and write your date. But he was very intelligent man, a good man. He said, okay, you write me a letter. So I came to him, I wrote him a letter, and to Swami also. Swami, you have told me to meet Sonalji. I met him, and I have started making all arrangements over here. So Sonalji, as I told you, nobility, other people don't tell. He said, Shyam Sundar, I went there. And Sai Baba asked you, Sonalji, I will not go to Delhi this time. I will go to Shimla only. And then I told Swami, for going to Shimla, Delhi is a must. You have to come to Delhi. Then we can go to Shimla. This is how we came to Delhi and Shimla. And when he came to Delhi, he was not coming on Rich Madan, where lakhs of people were sitting. He said, Shyam Sundar, I am standing here. You bring people from this door, they will go from this exit. And my work is only to give darshan. My Swami, people are sitting there. Then he said, Bhagavantam with me to see the arrangement. But I was stunned to see the arrangement, better than Delhi. Then he told Swami, so he went there. At the first look, he said, I was with him, it will spread.
It will spread.
It will spread. And since that day, now it is spreading to each and every village.
The Sai movement.
Sai movement. And Himachal is the only state which you can say it is a Sai state.
So which year were you became the state president of the organization?
I didn't know what a state president, but Swami told me you are state president and gave me a ring. But official letter I was not given in the hand. So I was working. Sonalji said, I am your state president. So we used to bow before him. He was a very good man, big man also. So 75 Swami came to Shimla also. I prayed to him. Swami come to Shimla in his private room. He came outside. Shyam Sundar said, invite him to Shimla. I am coming to Shimla. And then he came in April, 2nd April, 1975, and stayed there for 4 days. They came to Shimla. So Sonalji was a great help to us. We organized a program. Swami was very happy at Shimla. And he told me many times, Shyam Sundar, make a house for me in Shimla. I will come every year. But there was no trust of Himachal Pradesh. In 1986, he made the trust of Himachal Pradesh. And then I applied for the land, and we got the land also. So there, 30 acres land. 30 acres land means circumference is 3 kilometers. Such a big area we have got. There we have made the school. It took us 10 years or 12 years we had made the school. So that very school has come. And Swami inaugurated that school on 15th April 2010 and stayed there for 3 days.
Okay, when Swami had come to
Delhi, Shimla, in 2010.
Recently, in the year 2010.
Okay. In 2007 he told me, start the school now. We have made the building. Start the school. My Swami, what is the name of that place? Impromptu said, Anand Vilas. He didn't talk about Anand Vilas. He gave this name himself, Anand Vilas. So I went to Shimla, started school, but we have no money. Our all devotees who were in teaching profession came and joined the school, and no salary for 3 years. They started school on a very strong footing. Everybody worked for the school. And now, last year, this is a CBSE examination, 10th class. Our school was not center. We had to go 10 kilometers away to appear in the students. But out of 36 students, all students got above 75% marks. 10 students got above 90%, 12 students got above 90% marks, and 4 students got 100% marks. It was the best result in Himachal Pradesh. And we are giving education Satya Sai Patel, free education we give to students. And salary is paid by devotees. We have 170 devotees. Some gives 2,000, 5,000 every month regular. And from we get about 3 lakhs rupees. We pay the salary and also other expenses of the school we are meeting.
Is it a residential school?
100% residential, compulsory for staff and students.
Residential,
100%. We don't. Now it is the strength is 360. Now it is complete. Now we have to make another building. If used for starting plus two classes, because it is all full, classrooms as well as hostel.
From which class it starts? From
first standard.
First standard to?
12th, it is up to 10th now.
Okay.
We will take it to 12th standard now, within 1 year.
So what is the daily routine in the school?
Children get up at 5 a.m. They sit for meditation, then they get ready, and this side mantra, after getting ready, they take the breakfast. In the morning prayers they go. And in the evening, from 5:30 to 6 o'clock, they have got the bhajan.
Bhajans
also. And during daytime, up to 1 o'clock they have classes. Then take the lunch. Then 2 to 3 again classes. Then 3:30 to 4:30, they have sports.
Okay.
And after that, 4:30 to 6 o'clock, they have study, then bhajan, then dinner. And after dinner again, teacher give them private personal coaching, personal, where they are weak, their teacher give them coaching. That is why the school have become very popular.
They are taught Vedam chanting.
Vedam chanting, bhajan, everything. Nagar Sankirtan they are doing. And they are doing cleaning also. No, big classes have come. They are giving cleaning also. And one more thing we added.
So the routine is same like Swami school?
Swami, 100% same. We are following only Swami pattern.
Okay.
No fees, nothing else. Sir. And then here what this, here also students do see our villages up here. They are doing we have very big campus, 3 kilometer circle. So do the cleaning work also.
Okay.
So the students are doing. And one more thing we added our school is vocational training we are giving to school. Electric training, plumber's training, and this we are giving to
the students.
Students, so that they should be self-dependent on them. So this new thing.
Learn new skills.
New skills we have. And computer, compulsory, officially compulsory also. From first class to 10th class it is computer. We have taught it. It is one subject also, computer science.
So those students, do they come to Puttaparthi Prashant?
Yes, they have presented cultural program before Swami. Twice.
So what was Swami's reaction? Has
Swami liked it. Swami, from 7:30, when he came very late, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Swami was sitting outside all day. Here, in the Kulantra, 2010. 2010. It was all 10.
Okay.
10th October, 10th month, 10th. He up to 10 o'clock, he was sitting in Kulantra.
Now, sir, please give some statistics. How many bhajan mandalis?
We have got 118 samitis in the...
Okay.
And 200 bhajan mandalis. And 3,070 household bhajans in the state. Every day bhajans take place.
Every
day. Fixed dalan. And then we have 5,000 ladies, 5,000 gents, active sadhana members. Those who are going to village to village.
Active workers.
Active workers. We have 12, we have adopted VIP villages, 12 villages, where we have selected certain families. First is, we give them Valaka education in the whole village. Second is, we have selected few students who are in need of books and all these things. We give them books. And we teach whole bhajan classes. We teach them bhajan. And now those villagers are having their own bhajan centers. In those villages, we have started bhajan mandalis itself. It is a state in the India where there is no law and order problem. This is the most peaceful state in the whole of India. There is no law and order. Police has nothing to do. People are otherwise themselves disciplinary people. And simple, still this state, they are simple people of the state. So this is how we are starting the school. There we have made a very huge divine residence, 5-story divine residence. And a very beautiful auditorium. Or in Himachal Pradesh, there is no auditorium like anywhere in the... I talk only in Madhya Pradesh. There's no auditorium in the whole of the state.
So there are 12 SOS VIP villages, right?
12 villages we have undertaken, sir.
So how often the volunteers go there and do the activities?
Twice a month we go there. Second Sunday and fourth Sunday. And we have medical camps there also. And veterinary camps also. And we give them training also, the horticulture training we give them also, so that they can have better crops. Then it is the first state in India, Swami started education human values program in 1982. So since that day, we have been trying to carry that. In 84, we had a seminar and seminar where we called the education minister. Dr. Saraf, who was vice chancellor of this university, he came there. And Dr. Sanjeev Chaudhary also came there. And we organized the symposium. After that, we invited Veer Bhadra Singh. And he accepted this program at government level.
Okay.
They have issued a notification. Mm. Till this date, it is an integrated program of the education system in Himachal Pradesh.
Oh, is it?
In B.Ed., university has introduced one paper in Satya Sai Education University, and it is taking place.
So the government college is...
B.Ed. college.
For in Himachal Pradesh.
Himachal Pradesh. Mm. So, Himachal Pradesh University has started.
What about schools?
Schools, it is integrated value.
Mm.
As Swami has taught us, in each and every we have put in the value, humility, or obedience, or discipline, by narrating stories. Because in Himachal Pradesh, for 4 years, we have been organizing teachers training program. Satya Sai organization has been organizing training program at its own expense, not money, government money.
Okay.
All government teachers, school teachers are coming. Mm. So they have already been trained. And that, even now, we have got seminars, refreshed courses for the school teachers.
So the EHV program has gone to the government level?
The common route of Himachal Pradesh.
So in all the government colleges, schools, the EHV program...
Not college, schools, I'm trying. In B.Ed. college, it is a paper. But not college. We don't go to colleges. But schools it is there in all these.
For B.Ed., there is one separate
paper,
subject.
It is subject.
Okay.
Education in B.Ed. So they are giving their every year papers, and those try teachers who take B.Ed., then they go to schools and take further this program. I myself, as a professor, have been telling all these things to the students. And Bajivka's students and my own students, those who have become doctors and BBS doctors, every week there is a medical camp in Himachal Pradesh.
Okay.
In different, not in one smithy, sometimes in Dharamshala, sometimes in Sundarnagar, sometimes in Shimla, sometimes at Una, but it is taking place. Per year we have about 80 medical camps, 54 weeks, but we have 80 medical camps, sometimes 2 medical camps, 3 medical camps are taking place every year. We do medical camps by annum as per the birthday of Swami, for it is 88, so we will have 88 medical camps. We see to it 88 medical camps.
On Swami's birthday.
Swami's birthday. We see to all this. In our own planning, we see maximum medical camps. And we had not much expenses to meet for the medical camps. Because all devotees are Muslim in Himachal Pradesh. Are devotees of Bhagwan Baba. So they keep physician samples intact with them. And when the medical camp takes place, they distribute those medicines. Plus, if the medicine is short, we purchase it from the market. And our beauty is, first we have bhajan. Then, half an hour talk also on Bhagwan Baba. And then we start the medical camp. In the medical camp, we give them free medicines. And whole day bhajan takes place. Along with whole day bhajan. While the medical camp is going on. Whole day bhajan is going on. Singers
the medical camp is going on at one side?
Bhajan on the other side.
Okay.
And in the noon, we distribute, serve food to every devotee or the attendant, whatever, whosoever comes. We serve them food also. So that it has become very popular in Himachal Pradesh. People wait for this camp. For example, there was a blind lady. I forgot the disease. It was hereditary. Hereditary disease.
Okay.
She was blind. She went to many hospitals. So she said people used to throw us away from the hospital. She said, somebody told us that Sai Baba people are also organizing a camp.
Eye camp.
So she said, I came over here. So they operated me. And after some time, I started looking. And the newspaper, Indian Express, asked me, what will you do now? And my husband is a laborer. Now I will assist my husband by knitting these baskets so that I can help my husband. She said, I have not seen my children. I have produced my children during blindness. Now I can see my children also. I can feed them also.
Very
I can
nice.
Enjoy their company. And after some time, after 6 months, they got the second eye operated. All the 2 eyes. And she is still a poor lady.
So she got a new lease of life.
No, lease of life. Likewise, there are many patients like that who come to there and they get their disease. It is with the grace of Bhagwan Baba. Because we give them bhuti also. We tell them clearly, we are only giving you treatment. But real treatment is given to you by the Sankalpa Swami, by the grace of Swami. And all people get benefit of the medical camps. This is one example. But there are so many examples.
Can you share some more examples?
People feel benefited. For example, I told you, Swami Sankalpa, one person's father, blood cancer he was having. When I prayed to Swami, his blood cancer was cured. So many diseases, eye diseases, leg diseases people have got, skin diseases people have got, fever they were not cured. So all those when they come to medical center, they get their disease cured. So people crave whenever another medical camp will take place in their area. This is how the medical act. Not acted, good acted. We have prison horses.
Okay.
So once a month we go to. Every day we cannot go.
To prisons?
There are only three prisons in the whole of the state. So we go there. In Shimla, there is open jail. We go there second Saturday. Similar in Una, in Nahan, in Dharamshala. We go to these jails.
Okay, after going there, what is done?
So we ask them what are the problem, why they have come to this thing, prison. They said we committed this mistake, that mistake. Then we give them Swami's teaching, tell them Swami's teaching. In the future, don't commit this mistake. Have bhajan, so there is a karma that was told. They do bhajan every day. Once a month we go. Hmm. But they have learned bhajan, and they do bhajan every day in their prison houses.
Okay.
So this is a transformation taking place. Even the administration says that there is no problem to us from these prisoners. For example, there was one example of Una I want to just quote. There are all prisoners there. Our distributor used to, other people also used to go to them. He told them, you have committed mistakes. So before Swami, you admit all this, write down. We will give you a letter to Swami. So they all wrote. But one,
all the mistakes and...
Mistakes. Right. Yeah. I pray for pardon. So they wrote mistakes, we committed this, and please pardon us. One person could not write because his relative had come to meet him. So he went to meet his relation.
Okay.
He could not write. The district when he came over here, gave all the letters for me. Those who written the letters, admitted the mistake, they were relieved from the jail.
Oh, okay.
They were not given any sentence from the judge. So this, when they came outside, they started doing little works, lady work, making tea, asani, so that they can earn their own food. And
so their lives were transformed.
Transformed. Mm-hmm. So many cases have happened in Himachal like this. It is a fundamental life place. Transformation is very much common in Himachal Pradesh. Everybody. So many people came over here. Since they have come in contact with Gaurav, some people say we were drinking, we have left it. Now 1,000 rupees are saved because we left this bad habit.
Okay.
Our health has become good and our family is very happy. Like so many things have changed place. Some people left smoking. Some youth people, they don't see the cinema. And they don't see the TV. They see TV only for news and all these things. But they don't waste their time in seeing the serials. These changes have taken place among the from child to the elder person of Himachal Pradesh with the grace of Bhagwan Baba. And many people, miracle, he says, this creation is my miracle. But even then he gives tinkles to the people in every house. Bhuti comes, honey comes, so people feel happy, paid for Bhagwan Baba. When their examination is, people take their, keep their roll number before God, and immediately honey started coming. Students, you know, so many blessed. And our students, those whoever, Balka children or other people also, those are coming in contact with Bhagwan Baba. Their lives have seen the different direction, upward direction, not downward direction. This is how we are doing medical care.
So what about hospital visits?
Hospital visits, we are going once a week, somewhere twice a month. So in Simla, there is a cancer hospital. Our ladies go there.
So it's a government hospital?
All government. There is no private hospital. So far, only one or two has started. In Himachal Pradesh, government job.
So the volunteers go there and do
what? They go there, meet the patients, go to common wards, and take them before Agarbatti and Bhuti, and ask the daily needs, what do they want? Some want sugar, some want this thing, some want medicine. We give them that medicine which is prescribed by the doctor. This is how we serve patients. So people get the cure, get the early treatment, good treatment, and after that the two join bhajans. For example, we are holding free coaching classes. It started from Himachal Pradesh. No other states are holding. But it started from Himachal Pradesh. Free coaching classes from 10th, 11th, 12th. And in the college, English subject for BA students also. December, January, February. Till their examination, we give them free coaching classes.
Okay.
Their parents also come. The teacher, students got good marks. And they all join Satya Sakya. This is how the mission is going from village to village.
So the coaching class will be every day?
Every day from December to March. December 2012 to March 2013, up till examination.
Okay.
Not whole year. Only December we start classes.
So anybody can come?
Anybody. When people come, people come. People come.
So where is this held?
It is held in the house of the teacher. At Nahan, there is Professor Amar Singh Chauhan. At Pragpur, there is a teacher, Shikwar's house. As they have selected the houses.
No, in how many places in Himachal Pradesh?
Three places. Not a whole Himachal. Where we get the free teachers.
Any other service activities you want to share?
There's Narayan Seva every day, this hospital activity, then education, human values, I told you. another activity, value education also. There are many activities.
What about Prashanti Seva, sir? How Prashanti often Seva, the volunteers yes, come here?
We go to villages, to our different samadhis I go. I take my other office bearers respective area with me, and we motivate, they keep their training programs, motivational program, balkas program, education, human training program keep. We know we keep in the villages, in every district. So there we motivate the people.
So
people,
Prashanti Seva, how often the volunteers come to Prashanti?
We have only 15 days Seva, 15 July to 31st.
Once in a year. So this time how many Seva?
2,000 people.
2,000 people.
We so have every year people always in excess here.
Okay.
We are never shortage of people.
So now after the changed circumstance, sir, when Swami's physical presence is not there, do you face any challenge in motivating the
Seva? We have no, people have still more faith in Baba because he's showing his presence to everybody. He's coming in dreams to everybody. People don't make much noise, but everybody knows he's coming to us. To me, he also comes and guides about everything. To others also, not to me, to others also he's coming. Miracles are still happening. He's doing miracles not for his glory, just to make people confidence.
Yes.
Don't worry about anything. God is always
these
with you.
Miracles coming, vibhuti coming, everything inspires and motivates
the
people.
It gives confidence. That is God is always with us. So that's
Satyamev Jayate. Increases their faith in Bhagwan.
Faith in Bhagwan. Satyamev Jayate. Dharmo Rakshi Rakshita. They have to treat always the truthful and the righteous path.
So now so many activities are going on, sir. Like, in general, can you say why we should be involved in service activities? Why Seva?
Seva, what Bhagavan has said, we do Seva only for ourselves, to make ourselves better. Because we should feel grateful to a person who gives us a chance to serve them.
Yes.
If we feel, I have served, it will breed ego in us. And ego will, rather than bringing good to us, it will be, ego will bring bad to us. So always feel that we are grateful the man who has given us the chance. So, number two, Seva gives us to make our time better. Seva gives good company also. Seva gives every person who does Seva self-respect also. In the self-respect in the society will increase. Through proper Seva, through selflessness, through without ego. People earn self-respect in the society through money, through all these things, but that is all temporary. The self-respect that is earned through Seva, it pleases God and it ever lives with you because it makes your karma pure.
In fact, when you told, sir, like, we should be thankful for people for giving us the opportunity.
And we should be grateful to Bhagwan Baba who has given this organization, who has given us this platform.
In fact, I remember, it seems in the year 1995 when Swami had done the Anantapur water project, the people, the beneficiaries of the water project from Anantapur had come to Prashanti Nilayam to thank Swami for giving them drinking water. So it seems Swami told them, why are you thanking me? Instead, I should thank you for giving me the opportunity to do service. So Swami himself has led as an example.
Because Swami is only, my life is a message. Some people speak, our life should be Swami message. It can never happen.
No.
Swami life is perfect. Why people, I don't know why people make statements, my life should be Swami. It can never. Swami is totally perfect. Swami is pure love. We can never become totally perfect. We can never be pure in love.
Now, as a state president, sir, what are the future plans in Himachal Pradesh?
Future plan is now meditation. We are teaching, laying stress on meditation. So that, which Bhagavan Baba told me here, I was lucky, he told me how to recite Soham, all these things from the very first day, how to breath, Ida, Pingla, Sushumna, Ganga, Jamuna, he told me all these things, himself taught me.
But Swami himself instructed you in meditation.
I'm so grateful. Om, how this Om, how this, what is the meaning of Om? It has not come for so in the books. I will try, when I write books, I will say, Tribhangi represents Hinduism, this represents.
So you want to tell what Swami has told you on meditation to people?
Soham. Soham is the only mantra for meditation.
Okay.
People, if Satya Sai Roddy want to take deal into meditation, you should sit and do Soham. Neck and this straight, neck and backward straight, and Soham, Soham, Soham. He has told me, Soham is that. That is God. Ham is I. I am God. Then it was only Whitefield College. My students get up at 5 in the morning and do soham, 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 soham. I don't know whether they do or not, but he himself told it to my
students.
Pranayama, soham, and all these things. And it actually benefits the mankind. Pranayama, if you're healthy and not good, you do so. I said, boys came here and met me 5-6 years back. We have pain in the back. So all children, turn you to. But you sit straight and do soham, soham. Uncle, we have done it and now the pain is removed. There is no back pain. So meditation is very fruitful. Meditation is, I once said, what is meditation? What to talk about meditation? Meditation only imagination. Imagination has to be converted into reality. Through meditation, imagination has to be converted into reality. Sometimes he talk of love, talk of love. Do meditation, but talk of love more than time. Being self-selected more than time. This will automatically lead to impurity, will lead to automatically meditation.
Okay, sir. Before concluding, do you want to share anything to our listeners?
I came at his lotus feet with a missionary spirit. I had completed, I was searching from my childhood, and with that very missionary spirit, I worked in Himachal Pradesh, and still I am working in Himachal Pradesh. With that, I am still contacting, going home to home, people. I never feel that you saw me messages, every state president should not feel that he is gone.
Okay, sir, now just to conclude the segment and take the segment forward, please tell one of your favorite song, favorite bhajan, which we can play to all our listeners.
Swami bhajan, all beautiful bhajans.
Yes.
He sings so beautifully. Once I was 74, it was Krishna Janmashtami. Oh, Swami gave 1.5 hour discourse, and after he sang bhajan for 45 minutes. I wanted to go to Chittagong, so he's telling me today. singing long bhajans. But since he, Shiva Shakti Nikarashi himself wrote this many times. And from my childhood, I was also due to Lord Shiva. So when he used to sing Shiva bhajan, Shivaya, Parameshwaya, Chandrasekharaya, two lines only. But he used to sing so beautifully. And I have my pet bhajan, when I sing this bhajan, I'm not a good bhajan singer. But when I sing this bhajan, all people thrill. Your voice is like Juan Baba, because it is only two lines and raising high, so I like that. Many, all bhajan we like,
okay.
But I often sing this bhajan, Shivai, Parameshwai, Chandrasekharaya, okay. Namo.
We'll play that bhajan, sir, and thank you, sir, for coming to Radio Sai and sharing with us about the various service activities that's happening in Himachal.
I am thankful to you, sir. You gave me a chance to express my few views.
Well, okay, sir,
extempore I have to speak. This is my habit. I don't prepare speeches. Swami gave me chance to speak over many times. And it is always extempore. It was never prepared.
Okay, sir, thank you.
I'm so grateful to you, sir. So grateful.
So, dear listeners, that was Professor Shyam Sundar, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the North Indian state of Himachal Pradesh. And he spoke to us about the various service activities that's happening in the state of Himachal Pradesh, and he has requested for a bhajan, and this bhajan, Shivaya Parameshwara, is in Swami's voice. So let's listen to this bhajan.
Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Bhavaya Gunasambhavaya Shiva Tandavaya Namo.
Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Om Shivaya. പരമേശ്വരായ ചന്ദ്രശേഖരായ നമോ
ശിവായ.
Dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:17 p.m. and it's a quiet, cool and pleasant afternoon here at Prashanthi Nilayam. Today is 1st of August, and before the bhajan sung by Bhagwan, you heard a live conversation with Professor Shyam Sundar, the state president of North University of Himachal Pradesh of Sri Sathya Seva Organization, and he spoke to us about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are undertaking in that state. I hope you all have been inspired by this conversation. Please send us your feedback about this. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. And dear listeners, in another 10 minutes from now, Brother Prem and Arvind will be joining you all for the next segment, that is Afternoon Satsang. And for today, I sign off and I'll meet you next Thursday. So, placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and for another next 10 minutes, I'll be playing for you some Sai Bhajan sung by Brother Ajneesh. Jai Sai Ram.
Anandamaya Bhagavan शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम हर भम 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 बोलो
शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर भम 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 बोलो
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर
हर भम 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 बोलो।